So the review of this week's podcast, Roger, is that it's a bit long, did you say?
We ran a bit long.
Did we run a bit long?
We got very into it, and I think if I hadn't looked at a clock at a certain point, I think we would still be talking. We'd be heading for the 50-minute mark. No problem this week. No problem at all.
Well, there were a whole lot of things in Chris Brogan's email this week that we didn't touch on at all. Well,
that's true. But then, I mean, we started off with AJ Leon's email, which is a fabulous email about spending an awful lot of money to keep something on track. And at what point do you decide not to continue? Well, in his particular case, he took the risk and he was brave. And he did get to Florida in time, despite the mishaps to the vehicle he was crossing America in. He did get to his grandmother in Florida for Christmas. So that was where we started. And because we're doing two emails...
Yeah, do you think that was a good idea to actually both have a go at discussing AJ Leon's email and Chris Brogan's email on the run, if you like, without any planning or preparation for how we were going to join them together?
I certainly don't mind discussing other emails. I certainly don't mind not planning it in advance. I think there was a lot more in AJ's email that we didn't get to delve into. It was each of the emails, both Chris's email and AJ's email, could easily have filled an entire podcast because they were very rich.
Hello.
Because they were very rich, very deep. There was lots of material there to discuss. So I didn't feel we did AJ's email entirely justice, and I don't think we did Chris's email.
But is it our job to do justice to these people's email? I mean, I could spend 2 hours easily discussing one of their emails. Would that be doing justice, or would that be boring the pants off people?
It's a very good question. It's just I'm left with that sense of dissatisfaction. I'm left with that. But there was more there. I want to talk more about this. You're right. Would it be better to... Yes, you could spend hours, you could spend a day talking about each of these emails.
I mean, have you not got other things to do in your life other than talk about emails? I mean, you could instead devote the rest of your day to doing all the conversation that you didn't do this morning.
Well, this is true. The other thing is, we may have audience people listening going, well, that episode was brilliant, it moved along briskly, there was so much covered.
You were saying, sorry, Roger, that we got interrupted by a phone call there for a second. You were saying, what are you saying?
The listeners may actually, while we're here sitting saying, well, it would be wonderful to have spent all this time talking about these wonderful emails, that the listener to the podcast may actually be saying, well, what a wonderful episode this week. You covered so much material. You didn't dwell on anything for too long. It moved along at a brisk pace. I really enjoyed it. Can we have more of that kind of podcast? So, I don't know, you're absolutely right. Sometimes what the creators want and what the audience want are two different things. I enjoyed it. It was a lovely conversation. How about you? What did you think?
I didn't think my brain was working all that brightly this morning.
Nonsense.
You asked me. I got my chance to say what I think. I feel that my brain was a bit sluggish this morning. I do actually think that I wasn't able to communicate as well as I'd like to have been able to communicate the full emotion that I felt in my kitchen when I read AJ Leon's email. I mean, I actually genuinely did actually think, oh shit, I got to raise some money to keep this guy going. I cannot possibly have him giving up on his journey around the world in 1,080 days just because he has trouble with his vehicle, his Pegasus, his moving home. You know, I actually felt like going over there and giving him some money this morning. And I'm not sure I really conveyed that when I was talking with you during the podcast.
Interestingly enough, he makes the point that probably from his point of view is the worst thing you could do.
What, run over there and give him money?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, because he creates this email. At the end of this email, he says, it's good to have these things happen, because they create colour and they create tension and they create excitement in the story. I mean, he makes the point of Frodo had just wandered into Mordor surrounded by butterflies and just flicked the ring into the volcano, there would be no story there. So these challenges It's almost as if he's saying, I embrace these challenges. This is wonderful.
Yeah, it's all right to say you embrace the challenge and that, you know, you welcome the fact that the journey will not be all downhill or will not be smooth and all that. But the bottom line is, the guy got hit with how many thousands of extra dollars, right? And at one point he says, if this carries on like this, I'll be bankrupt by such and such a date, right? Now, we are a very long way away from the target, which is to go all the way around the world, right? So the guy is down in Key Largo at the moment, kind of recovering from the effect. And, okay, it's very nice weather in Florida and all that. But, you know, the bottom line is that we do have to face up to the fact that these challenges are all very well, but some of them are actually have got dollar signs or euro signs attached to them. And, I mean, you know, that only, you know, is unless we become a mendicant order of Franciscan friars saying we don't need any money, we'll simply knock on people's doors and take food if they'll give it to us. I mean, AJ Leon can't roll up at a filling station and say, I have no money, I would be very grateful if you can fill my car. You know, he can't do that. And if the, I mean, and he's riding on a ropey vehicle, right? He went and bought something on Craigslist, right, which, you know, very well-intentioned and all that, you know. Maybe he would have been better if he found himself a rich benefactor to buy him a brand new vehicle, right, before he went. Instead, he chose to go down the sexy, the interesting, the challenging, the colourful route of having a drama on Craigslist. I don't know if you remember. He had big, big trouble finding a vehicle, right? You know, why... why didn't he get corporate sponsorship from, you know, some faceless corporation, you know, to give him the money so that we could be sure he'd get there?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Maybe he did try. I don't know. Maybe corporations came along and he turned them down because it didn't fit with the philosophy of the journey. I don't know. He may well be sitting in Florida right now thinking to himself, well,
I wish I'd gone to Ford and said to Ford, will you please sponsor me? I mean, Scott Monty is over there now. I'm talking to you, Scott Monty, now. You're a very big person in Ford and you're at this conference in Las Vegas that Jane Boyd is at and that... Brandy McCallum is at, and other people are at, and actually Ian M. Cleary from Ireland is at. Right as we speak right now, they're resting after having been up. But, you know, Ford are making a big splash at this conference in Las Vegas about being open with social media. They're giving special treats and benefits to people who link with them within the Ford community.
Well, maybe.
Why didn't Ford sponsor AJ Leon?
Well, they probably didn't know about him. But here's the thing. AJ Leon may well be sitting there in Florida in his grandmother's house going, I have to change something here because I cannot rely on this vehicle. I'm here in Florida. I got here. It is folly to think that this vehicle is going to hang together for the rest of this journey without any other trouble.
He's got to go all the way down through South America, yes.
Well, he's got to. So he's got to mitigate. He's got to plan. He's got to plan that this is going to go utterly wrong and that it is going to require the rest of his money. So maybe he is sitting there in Florida. Maybe he's already emailed Jane. Maybe he's already said...
So if we were the directors of AJ Leon's project, which, of course, we're not, and it's a very cheeky way to talk about him,
it's but very easy
would
to
we
tell
be saying? Would we be saying? Would we be saying... Roger, I think we have to tell AJ Leon he has to pick up the phone and approach Ford, right? Mm. Or would we say, carry on, AJ, right? It's very interesting, the mishaps that you're having, these catastrophes that you're attracting as you go along, you know, by doing it your way, right? Without, you know, yeah, in your very special and very interesting way that we can all identify with. Because if he picked up the phone and rang Ford and got the sponsorship, the rest of us would be saying, well, it's all right for an AJ Leon. He can get sponsorship, you know. But I don't empathise with him then. So what's your stance on? Should he go for the approach that is almost cultivating disaster and getting through it, right? Or...
It makes either way, for me personally, it makes an interesting story. Because if he has got himself to the point where he can get sponsorship from Ford, Well, that's a fantastic story right there. Doesn't mean that the continuation of the journey is going to be any less boring. It just means that the vehicle is taken out of the equation. We don't know what adventures he's going to have if the vehicle moves smoothly. What we do know is if he stays with the current vehicle, which is very likely going to break down again, he's going to have an adventure around the vehicle breaking down. Doesn't mean that adventure around the vehicle breaking down is going to be any more appealing to me than an adventure he's going to have because he actually was able to get somewhere and he met somebody.
I want him to get around the world in 1,080 days. I don't want him to have... I suppose the truth is if he has a really interesting failure, then it will be a success, right? If he really does get, let's say, 500 days in and has to stop. Right, Chris Bunnington had to turn back from climbing Everest in probably the best mountaineering book other than Crossing the Void that I had ever read, right? So it does, there are points where the adventure gets to the point where you the responsible thing is to turn back. But I certainly am willing, AJ Leonon. Now, this is, we're no longer reviewing the podcast, are we?
No. But then this is what happens.
I mean, what about the noise that the man in the background created by bringing a painting into the podcast?
Well, it was very distracting for about 30 seconds. And then when you said, oh, he's going to hang it up, I thought, oh, my goodness.
Well, I looked around the room and I realised that there's actually nowhere in this room that it can be hung up.
Oh,
actually, there is nowhere that you can hang that painting up. That painting has to be hung out there. And I think it was being brought out of the public arena in here.
Okay, so we were okay there. It would have provided fantastic background noise. I know exactly what would have happened if the noise had got too much. I wouldn't have put it past you to get up from this table, walked over to the man and had a conversation about the painting with him and how he was going to hang it up to add colour to the podcast, which would have been really interesting. But that didn't happen, did it? Where is it?
It's over there. Yeah. And it's not a bit impressionist to me. I don't know what it is. I tell you what, I think that painting has been reframed because I have seen that painting before.
I've certainly seen that style.
Yeah. Anything else about the podcast this week?
No. You were asking me, was I confident beforehand?
Oh, that was before the podcast. Yeah.
Based on what we've just done, there is once again a podcast with some interesting points and some flowing conversation and a little bit of humour and a lovely story about shoemaking.
Yeah, shoemaking and lasts. That was kind of nice to remember my dad. What can we do better? Let's actually have a little bit of, a little bit of a review. What would be the three improvements we could make to this podcast, Roger?
More stories.
More stories?
I think so.
More stories, right?
Relating what we're talking about to our own life experience, which is,
Existential story. You mean we could reveal more about our own personal life experience? Do you think we could make it more personal?
To an extent, yes. But what I'm trying to say is that we have experiences of being in business, experiences of being in life, you more than I, but...
Just because I'm older than you, thanks. Well, no. I've got more experience of being in life because I'm older than you.
No, that's not true. See, I know people who are younger than I am, who have had far more experiences in life than I will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know, I have a different... My view is that your experience is measured...
One of them.
Your experience, in my view, is measured in breath. So I have taken more breaths than you, so I have more experience than you.
No, I don't think that's true. I think if you were to look at what somebody like AJ Leon has done, and he's a fairly young man, he's certainly a lot younger than the pair of us.
He's only 30.
Exactly, so he's done a spectacular amount in his life. Somebody like Christian Payne, documentally, has squeezed more into the 40 years that he's been on this planet than I probably will if I live to be 85. So I don't think age is necessarily an indicator of experience. I just happen to know that you have had more experience than I have of a lot of things. And I think that then gives the podcast its uniqueness, doesn't it? Being able to draw
the fact, by the way, that I let you make that statement and don't come back to you doesn't mean I agree with you. I just wanted to say that.
You don't think there's enough
time. Silence is not to be construed as agreement, right? Just as RTing, retweeting things on Twitter is not to be construed as a measure of agreement.
That's interesting.
Do you only retweet things that you agree with?
Probably, yes.
All right. I think the world is divided into two types of people. Those who retweet things that they agree with and only things they agree with, and those who retweet things for other reasons.
Hmm. Do you always comment on the tweets?
As much as I can. I get really very self-conscious when I retweet things without any comment at all.
Yeah,
and I go to elaborate means to modify the tweet so that I can add something to it.
Yeah.
Do you use the term MT at all?
MT. I'm going to learn something new today. No,
there's retweeting and there is modified tweet. MT is actually, some people do this, you know, regularly. Whenever they alter the tweet,
they
put MT in front of it rather than RT.
I like that idea. Because often you'll try and retweet something and it will be well over what you're allowed to tweet anyway. How that quite works, I don't know.
I take the word that and the word the out of a whole load of tweets that I retweet, which I suppose is very misleading. But anyway, it's in order to make space.
It can be. Yeah, I think the MT, at least the people know that you've modified it. So what have you written down? More stories, more personal.
More stories and more personal. That's all I've written down. These are the improvements to the podcast. And I think the third one is actually going to be about what we spoke about before, which is how can we increase the reach of our podcast? And that's another topic in its own right.
Mm.
And anyone out there who's listening to this review of the podcast who can help us to increase the reach of the podcast will become a business jazz hero.
Yes. Anybody running a radio station in America, for instance.
Yes. Actually,
you can have the program for free.
Yeah, if you're running a community radio station in Dublin, in Drimna, Pauline Sargent, and you have influence in Drimna, right? And you can get Business Jazz broadcast on local community radio in Drimna, Pauline Sargent.
John Handelaar is
in Cork.
He is. He was on a community radio. We were interviewed.
He's an expert on community radio. He is, and he's been, and he is an expert on community radio. I think, you know, it would be a legitimate aim to try to get... Here we are saying how wonderful David Bailey is over there in Bosnia getting Business Jazz broadcast on local radio in Belgrade, or internet radio to Belgrade, and we're making no effort to get on community radio in, you know, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, you know, Ballybuffet.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be brutally.
Could we be on hospital radio, Roger? They have an awful lot of hospital radios in the country. Do you think there's any way we could get on hospital radio?
No.
No? I mean, they would be a captive audience, surely.
Yes, those people are suffering enough, thank you very much. That is the last thing.
But if we put more stories in and we made it more personal, do you think we could make this a hospital show?
Well, we could aim for that, couldn't we? Sorry, because I'm bilingual. I heard the phrase hospital show.
Yes.
And there is a way of interpreting that phrase in Dutch, which would be the absolute opposite of what we try to achieve. It's far too complicated to go into.
Okay.
But here's the thing, let's be brutally honest. We haven't actually really done very much to promote this podcast at all. We have no structured marketing plan for it. We have no structured social media plan for it. We're just doing it, pushing it out there, and relying on the goodness of others to actually spread the word. It's not really a way to run a programme, is it?
Well, it's a way about being genuinely attractive, because it's very genuine, you know. It's not actually throwing money at attracting
lazy
people.
It's not.
I mean, after all, this is just year one of the podcast, right? When we're on year 9 and 10, we'll be talking about it being a soft launch, right?
We did a soft launch.
Isn't that the term?
How long does a soft launch last for, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how long before fruit goes rotten? It goes from being soft to turning rotten. Okay, just say any last point you want to make in this review of this week's podcast.
No, I think that's plenty.
You kept religion completely out of it this week, Roger.
Well, now you want to talk about religion.
No, I don't.
Like
no,
to
we're
say
finishing.
That
we're finishing.
Religion is